Oh, sometimes you're a bit autistic. A throwaway comment rings in my ear. I am not autistic. There is no way I am autistic. I do not know anything about autism, but it is not me. That much I am sure of, because I am nothing like the child of my mother's friend who used to terrify me. I am nothing like the people I interacted with at work as a librarian, their eyes avoiding mine, their routine rigid to the point of being lost if I was not at the counter at the right time of day. The test in front of me tells me otherwise. It is an online test, so I do not put too much faith in it, but it is the 10th one I have taken. They all tip the balance towards autism. How can I be autistic? I am not autistic. I decide to prove this point by researching the topic. I borrow books from the library, I read web articles, I find forums and YouTube videos, I browse and read and watch and listen, and am I autistic? The personal stories echo so much of my past and present experiences of the world. I complete the tests again, hoping the results will change. I cannot be autistic. The results are the same. I sit and stare at the screen, the evidence laid bare in front of my eyes. I remind myself of the danger of self-diagnosis, of reading too much online and creating diseases and disorders that don't exist. Except that in the deepest recess of my brain, I know. I simply know this is the truth that has been eluding me all of my life. I try to think the words, but they do not come. Instead, my world crumbles. The carefully crafted edifices of defense I have built since childhood are disintegrating like kindling lapped by flames. My brain explodes into a thousand pieces and I disappear. I sit huddled in a corner by the front door. Cold air from outside brushes my lower back. Dimly, I think we should do something about that, but the thought glides past me. I have reached the point of no return. In the past, I would have yelled and fought. Not anymore. I have lost the landmarks of my life. My new awareness of autism has wiped away my entire being as a fire resetting my life anew. I have lost the ability to control my emotions. I feel too much, all at once. I burn and burn and burn, and it is all too much. My being charred black, my brain engulfed in smoke and emptiness. I can feel the air against my skin. It is different than my surroundings and brings me back to life, clearing away some of the haze. I realize my partner is next to me, speaking. I focus on the rise and fall of a breath, the musicality of a voice soothingly familiar. Her words are an incomprehensible litany. I want her to stop making noises, but I need her to carry on too. The words take shape, their meaning gradually seeping into my consciousness, the string of sentences piecing my scattered brain back together. I stare at my reflection in the mirror. I am unchanged. I think of all the people I have interacted with online in the last few weeks, the people I have sought out, the communities I found my way into. I do not know what any of them look like, anonymity being the key word on the forum board. There is to be no sign identifying who we are, where we live, how to find us. We are safe here in those virtual worlds. I am safe. I tentatively ask questions about autism. I make myself vulnerable, allow for the possibility of ridicule and frailty. It is a familiar place, one that litters my memories of teenagehood and young adulthood. Laughter doesn't come. Instead, people chat with me, answer the silliest of questions and share their experiences. I imagine the people behind keyboard standing next to me. I picture their profile images floating by my side. I do not know that I have much in common with many of them, but all of them have made me feel normal for the first time in my life. I am not an outsider with them. It is not difficult to express myself. I am unafraid to be weird because in this place, I am not. I am me. I am autistic. I open my mouth to let the words out, but my throat strangles them, keeping me silent. I am autistic. I let the thought invade the whole of my brain. I try to make them stay, to make them live within the framework of my life, but they don't remain. I am still too scared to utter those words outside of a keyboard, outside of safety, of community. I run my finger over the badge that has just been delivered in the post. I feel the grooves of the word autistic under my fingers. Each letter is a different color, creating a rainbow when put together. I have purchased the badge on impulse whilst looking at accessories to help me deal with some of the worst of my sensory issues. I had put it in my basket without thinking much of it. Now, the badge is here. The metal catches the light in the living room. The cold saps the warmth from my skin. I close my hand around the word, my fingers too tight. I want to imprint the word in my palm, make it a part of me, even though I still cannot say it aloud. I am, I whisper to the empty room. I open my balled up hand and look at the rainbow letters arranged in a word. I trace the contour of it, feeling for every ridge and curve in an attempt to tame my growing apprehension. Autistic? My voice cracks and trembles. I am reading the word, I tell myself. I am unsteady. I stare at the word held in my palm in defiance. The word doesn't budge, doesn't change, doesn't do anything. I am. I start again slowly. My voice strains from the effort to remain even. Autistic. Autistic. I echo a little louder. Autistic. A little louder still. I repeat the word as I have always done with new-to-me words. I listen to its peaks and troughs, I search for the pattern of sounds, I try out its shape in my mouth. I play with the resonance in my throat. I speak the word, I whisper it, I yell it, I caress it, I spit it, I claim it. I am autistic.